Professor Gates incorporated the use of DNA analysis for the guests featured in African American Lives 2. That relatively new technology is helping Black Americans fill in the gaps in their family trees, information that had once been lost to history. African Ancestry is one of the companies that conducts such DNA analysis. Gina Page is the president of African Ancestry, and she joins me now in our studio in Washington. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I understand that your company helped trace the lineage of Professor Gates himself. How exactly does it work?
Well, it's very simple. You would collect your DNA by swabbing the inside of your cheek, and then our lab sequences or unlocks the code, if you will, of that part of your DNA that you've inherited, let's say from your mother, her mother, her mother, her mother, all the way back. And then my partner, Dr. Rick Kittles, will do the analysis against our database, which is the largest database of African lineages in the world, to determine whether or not your ancestry is African, and if so, what people in present-day countries in Africa do you share that ancestry with?
What do clients tell you about why they want to do this?
You know, Michelle, the reasons are so varied. I mean, some people have always wanted to know. We're the only group in this country that can't point to a country of origin. Our coworkers and colleagues are Italian American and Mexican American, and we claim the whole continent of Africa. There are people who are genealogists, like in the cases in African American Lives, where they've traced it back. But so far, and then you can't go any further, either because we weren't recorded as people or because those stories just got lost. There are people who want to adopt children. There are people who want to become active in Africa. There's so many different reasons.
And the program 60 Minutes did a story last year, you know, highlighting one of the really fascinating cases that emerged from the tracing the analysis. It was a broadcaster, New York broadcaster, by Higginson, found that she had a cousin and a cattle rancher in Missouri. But the 60 Minutes piece suggested that the results may not be as exact as your clients expect. How do you respond to that?
Well, we are very upfront and clear with our clients about what to expect. So we're very clear that we determine ancestry. It may or may not be African, and that we place it in present day countries. It may be one country. It may be four. So we manage expectations. And I think we do a very good job of that up front because it's very important. This is very strong. This work has a lot of impact psychologically. And so we have a responsibility to be up front and with it.
I noticed that in watching both of these films that Dr. Gates has put together, that some people have very complicated feelings about finding out this information. Do you have any steps to help people manage that, to help them understand that it might not be as it might not be what they expect?
Well, one of the first things we recommend is that you learn as much about your family tree as possible, so that if there is an ancestor you weren't expecting, perhaps you'll find that before the DNA answers that question. Secondly, we suggest that people start by tracing their maternal line, because when we trace maternal ancestry, we find African results about 92% of the time. And that's important because as African Americans, we want to know where we're from in Africa. We're not so concerned about, well, where am I from in Europe? You know, we want to know that African connection.
Oh, that's kind of an interesting line of inquiry too, you know.
Well, absolutely.
There might be a castle in my background that I don't know about. I'm feeling the castle in Ireland.
That's true.
Potentially.
But you're saying
that the maternal line tends to yield the sort of the clearer result, at least if one is particularly interested in the African.
If you're
connection.
Interested, it comes back African more often. When we trace the paternal line, we find European ancestry 35% of the time.
And is that surprising?
Intellectually, no, but emotionally, yes. And so people can really be thrown off by that. And so if we know going in that you're vested in finding an African result, then we suggest you start with the maternal line.
That's interesting. And how does your company plan to expand the database so that clients can get an even more exact understanding of their origins?
Well, right now we have over 25,000 indigenous lineages from Africa, which is a tremendously large number. And every year we've been expanding the database size. So we just will continue to get more populations within West and Central Africa, as well as the rest of the continent.
And have you done this on yourself?
Well, actually, Michelle, I didn't have to because my mother did it and my father did it. And when one person does it, the results are the same for everyone in the family. So I learned that my maternal ancestry goes back to the Fulani living in Nigeria today. And on my father's side, the paternal line goes back to the Yoruba living in Nigeria today. So that was kind of interesting that both sides went back to the same place, but definitely exciting and empowering information.
Was there anything that you found out that you weren't so happy to hear about?
I won't say that I wasn't happy. My mother's maiden name is Mariano. And so there was some sense that there was probably a European ancestor on the Mariano line. And in fact, there is. That lineage goes back to Portugal, not Africa. So I wasn't disappointed by that because I had some idea, but I certainly don't use that as part of how I identify myself. I still consider myself to be an African-American woman.
I'm wondering if you might in the future, if you now are getting people who think of themselves as Caucasian or as of European ancestry who then suspect that they may have African ancestries coming to the database to clarify that information.
We absolutely do. And in many cases, their suspicions were correct and they have maternal ancestors from Africa.
I guess one might, if you have some reason to suspect, then perhaps you have some reason to suspect, right? I guess. Gina Page is the president of African Ancestry. She was kind enough to join us here in our studio in Washington. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.